It is important to recognize that our valuable environmental resources help to meet our basic needs, and human existence for that matter depends on food security and availability of potable water, which all depend on the forest and forest-based activities. There is therefore the need to protect our forests from activities that tend to destroy them. The executive director at the Wildlife Division of the Forestry Commission, Nane Dunsia, made the point at the Eastern Regional launch of the Red Eye campaign at Enyinim in the Echima district. He said the forest and forest resources also account for a large proportion of employment opportunities in the country. We bring you more in this report.
The Red Eye campaign is a movement to get the youth of Ghana involved in Red Plus, which is the acronym for reducing emission of greenhouse gases from deforestation and forest degradation, and the Plus being conservation, sustainable forest management, and carbon stock enhancement. Mr. Insignia lamented the Atiwa Game Reserve has come under severe threat from activities of Galamsey operators, illegal loggers, and unauthorized hunters, as well as those who engage in uncontrolled bush burning. The Atiwa DCE, Emmanuel Atachum, who also represented the regional minister Mavis Amafrimpong, disclosed that destruction of the Atiwa forest always results in flooding in the Atiwa township. And last year, 15 lives were lost and the destruction of property estimated at millions of Ghana cedis. He said involvement of the youth in the campaign is strategic, being the nation's future. Awareness among the youth will help protect the forest more effectively. The national coordinator of the National Red Plus Program, Yao Kwache, pointed out that for food production to continue, the process of photosynthesis need to be sustained. He noted that human activities pose the greatest danger to the process as they have a direct bearing on the environment, including the forest. Mr. Kwache therefore challenged the youth to rise up and seriously help address the issue of forest destruction, urging them to engage in activities such as tree planting to help protect the forest.
That was a news desk report.